USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Texas cops are working to identify 8 people killed and 7 others who were injured in Saturday's mass shooting at a mall near Dallas. Authorities are expected to release the name of the gunman who was killed by police. Former police officer Steven Spainhauer says he rushed to the scene after getting a call from his son.
Fully expected to see Allen police, ambulances. I drove up directly in front of the store. There was no one in the parking lot.
There is no word on a possible motive. At least 7 people remain hospitalized, with the victims ranging in age from 5 years to 61 years of age. Authorities in Texas are expected to provide an update later today. President Biden is calling the shooting the latest act of gun violence to devastate our nation. He urged Congress to send him a bill banning assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, along with enacting universal background checks. The president also took aim at Republicans in Congress, saying they can't continue to meet the epidemic of gun violence with a shrug. A meeting at the White House over the budget is planned this week, as President Biden says negotiations are on the table.
Republicans say they'll raise the debt ceiling if the president agrees to their budget. Biden says they are 2 separate issues.
I am prepared to negotiate in detail with their budget. How much are you going to spend? How much are you going to tax? Where can we cut?
He told MSNBC's 11th Hour that budget proposals have never been tied in with a debt ceiling, and called Speaker McCarthy's proposal, passed by the GOP-led House last week, ridiculous. More than 40 Republican senators have raised their opposition to raising the debt ceiling without substantial spending and budget reforms. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The Writers Guild of America strike rolls on. The strike began after the WGA's contract with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers expired this past Tuesday. It's the first writer's strike since 2007. Dave Collins, USA News.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least 1 kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Saturday was a day of celebration in the streets of London as King Charles III was officially crowned and Queen Camilla before a crowd of thousands of guests from across the world. Shouts of God Save the King rang out and trumpets sounded after the crown was placed on Charles's head. The coronation comes nearly 8 months after the death of Queen Elizabeth II. At least 8 of the 16 fake electorals in Georgia are receiving immunity deals. Here's Scott Carr with more.
The electors have planned to declare Donald Trump the winner of the 2020 presidential election in Georgia despite his loss. Prosecutors have reached a deal with 8 of them, promising they won't face any charges if they agree to testify about Trump and his allies' attempts to overturn the actual election results. Whether a grand jury will decide to indict Trump or his allies in the scheme is still unknown. Fulton County DA Fannie Willis says possible criminal indictments could come between July and September.
3 officials in Rockland County, New York are declaring a state of emergency over migrants. The decision came Saturday, one day after Mayor Eric Adams said he plans to send up to 300 migrants to 2 hotels in the Hudson Valley. Orange Town Supervisor Teresa Kenny asked point blank, are they doing background checks? Do they have criminal records? She said, I was told they didn't know. The Powerball jackpot continues to grow. No one picked all 6 numbers in last night's drawing. That means Monday night's jackpot is worth $97 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.